Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, and I'm Charlotte Kniep. In early October of this year, a series of devastating wildfires quickly spread throughout Northern California. By October 14th, the fires had burned more than 210,000 acres while forcing 90,000 people to evacuate from their homes. In the end, 44 people were killed, hundreds more were hospitalized, and countless homes, buildings, and cars were destroyed. Claire Bringhurst lives in one of the LDS congregations in an area that was heavily affected by these fires. She joins us on the phone today from California to talk about what she saw, what she learned, and how she was able to find peace in this natural disaster. Take a listen. Where were you when you first realized or you heard that the wildfires were spreading and they were becoming extremely devastating to your area?
Yeah, so it was about 2 a.m. our time, and it's kind of interesting how we found out, and there's very many similar stories to this throughout our community that we've been hearing, but my husband and I were both asleep. I had probably just gone to bed like an hour before I woke up again, and three of my friends texted me and called me all like within a 3-minute time span, and I'm a really deep sleeper, so I didn't hear the first like three phone calls, and then finally it clicked in my head that, you know, my phone was not malfunctioning like I originally thought it was. And I picked my phone up, and I had got a text message from my friend that just lives right across the street from us, and her husband is a EMT paramedic, and he was out already evacuating people and helping, and so he called her right away and told her what was going on, and she passed the message on to us. So yeah, it was in the middle of the night. Our whole house was asleep. About 2 a.m. was when we found out.
Wow. And what were your initial thoughts when you heard about what was going on?
It wasn't very much panic as much as I thought it was. My husband and I are both pretty level-headed people, and we, you know, kind of deal with these kind of situations, I would say, pretty easily, although we've never been through this kind of situation before, but we have three small kids, so we're kind of used to, you know, chaos, so to speak. So shock, I'm sure, was my first reaction, but I just jumped up, woke my husband up, we got, you know, kind of got going, and your adrenaline kind of just kicks in. And in our church and our community, we're taught to be prepared. So it's kind of interesting because just the week before this had happened, I had decided to go through our emergency preparedness kits, which are backpacks that consist of like enough food and clothing and water and various, you know, emergency items for each of our family members. And it's supposed to last you about 72 hours. So they were actually in my garage. So my first thought was, you know, get to the garage and get the car loaded and let's go.
Wow, that's incredible that you received that type of a prompting and direction to be prepared so quickly.
Pretty incredible.
How did you see people in your community responding to the event?
So the first week was kind of interesting. We were right in the mandatory evacuation zone. The fires got about half a mile from our home. And we, in our church community, our area was most affected by the fires. We have about 15 people just in our immediate church family that lost their homes, kind of all in the same area. And so for the first week, it was really about, you know, just basic needs and survival and necessity. And it was really one of the most beautiful things to see how everybody came together. I mean, even people that had lost their homes or were displaced themselves were offering help in any way they could, you know, and people were donating things by the truckload. And it was just amazing. I mean, you know, everybody's temporary needs were met, you know, and very, very quickly, at least from our experience. But it was also the community and the friendship and the love. We ended up staying. We don't have any blood family in the area, and so we ended up going to a church building when we evacuated. And we felt that we were really led there by a prompting from God. Because there was a lot of places we could have gone. There was evacuation centers and friends that were offering us to come to their house, but we felt specifically led to this one church building that was just in the nearby city. And it turns out that a lot of our friends from church were there. And then a lot of people, you know, that we hadn't seen in a long time. And we just kind of had this little secondary family for like 4 or 5 days. We, you know, we each picked a room in our church building and slept on air mattresses. And then people from a surrounding church building who had not been evacuated came and fixed us meals, three meals, you know, every day, and cleaned the building for us and literally took care of our every need. And so we really never felt for like 2 seconds that we were not completely taken care of when we were evacuated.
And then what an incredible source of peace through this really tumultuous time.
It really was. I mean, we were, you felt like crying every 30 seconds, you know, and we were lucky enough that we didn't lose our home. But for the first 2 or 3 days, we had no idea if we, what we'd come back to. And, you know, the fires were just so out of control that it was up and down every day. So our emotions were just, you know, right on the surface. I always felt a constant source of peace. I never felt, even if, you know, my husband and I both told each other, it's okay if we don't have a house to go back to. We know that we're going to be taken care of. We know that we're not going to, you know, need for anything.
How do you think your testimony was affected by this event? And how did you see others around you? How did you see their testimonies affected?
So my testimony was only strengthened. I can honestly say I have a pretty natural faith-based personality. It's not too hard for me to just, you know, say it's going to be okay. And I'm pretty, you know, easygoing about that. But even I noticed the people, my friends that are not, you know, are more inclined to worry and to be frustrated and not, you know, faith doesn't come as easy to them. I just saw them reacting in the same way that I did. They were sad, of course, and devastated, but they were also at every turn seeing somebody that loved them and that wanted to help them and, you know, literally giving them their shirts off their backs because they didn't have, you know, anything to wear the next day and offering up places to stay. And we had a really special fireside, probably 2 weekends after the fire, Elder Rasband, who, he came all the way from Salt Lake, to visit our city of Santa Rosa. We really just felt the Heavenly Father was there with us. Like it was really as if he was there in person, that we just felt the love emanating from all these people that came to visit us, and they gave us such strong testimonies of love and faith, and it was just amazing.
Natural disasters have happened so frequently over the past year, especially. Do you have any words of advice that you would share to someone who might find themselves in a similar situation?
I think probably the two things that came most beneficial for us was one, being prepared physically and economically. So, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, have thousands of dollars put away in your bank account, but like I was talking about earlier, we have what we call 72-hour kits. Now, the kind of disaster that we were in, we really had all of our temporal needs taken care of, you know, after a day or so. But we lived on those kits for the first day. We had sleeping bags and blankets that we store right by our backpacks. We put those in our car. We used those for, you know, a few nights for our small children. We had snacks in our backpack that we used for our kids. We didn't have to go out to the store and worry about buying things. You know, we just had it at our disposal already. We had a little bit of money, you know, cash stored away for gas or whatever else we needed to along the way. So that was just one less thing we had to worry about. We really were able to focus on helping other people and figuring out, you know, what to do next. And so that was a source of peace in itself. Seems a little silly, but it really was so comforting to know that we already had that put together. And a lot of people that evacuated and didn't have that kind of thing, they literally had nothing. You know, they lost everything. They didn't have enough time even to go for 5 minutes and grab stuff. And so we had important papers in our backpacks, you know, that we were able to save if our house had burned. So just go through your house, I would say, and think of things that you can duplicate and, you know, reproduce and store all together in one place. And then the other thing was, and this is kind of a, I don't know, this thought just popped in my head, but to have a community somehow. Like I'm naturally an introverted person and I would stay in my house all day if I could, and, you know, just be in my own little family. But my church community and my kids' schools, and those all have taught me really how to reach out and how to make friends. And it came in such handy because as we were evacuating, I had this long list of dozens of people that I knew to call, you know, either to see if they could help me or I could help them or warn them. If you don't have a community, that makes these kind of situations really, really difficult. So I would say find a way to make friends and to put yourself into some kind of community, whether it's religious based or, you know, activity based, some way to meet friends and to reach out to other people.
All right. I want to thank Claire so much for being willing to chat with us today about this really harrowing event. There's a great Mormon message out about surviving a natural disaster, and it's called The Storm. And you can find that to watch with your friends or family on mormonchannel.org and on our app. We're going to close today with a quote from President Russell M. Nelson of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He said, "Now is the time to align our goals with God's goals." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.